This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samuel Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Submission has two main powers. The first is that as long as you are submissive, you don't have to defend yourself. The Bible says in the book of James that if you submit yourself to God, He will make the devil flee from you. Because you are not defending yourself, you are under the shadow of God, the devil cannot touch you. A Christian who is submissive is safe. It is one of the greatest advantages I have as a Christian. And I do not say that because I'm preaching. I don't. I basically teach me. One of the reasons why I can never be afraid of anybody attacking, talking, writing, and all the nonsense that people do about men of God. One of the reasons I am so sure that I will be immovable, untouchable, indefatigable all the days of my life is because I follow divine direction with joy. I've never come up with any plan for God, asking God to endorse it. I've never done it. Many Christians do that. They will say I have submitted to God, but they will go and draft a plan. They will then tell God, oh yeah, sign off on it. I've made up my own plan. Oh yeah, just come, just give your assent. That's what most Christians do. I never do it. I wait for divine direction. And sometimes I've grown, I've matured so that I'm no longer as impatient as I used to be. But sometimes the Lord will make you wait. A lot of Christians, they hate waiting. And that is because they are not sure if they are really waiting for God or they are just wasting time. And that is the problem. A lot of Christians, when they say they are waiting, they are just wasting time. And that is the problem. They do not know whether they are just wasting time or they are waiting for God to give them instructions. The second power of submission is in the book of Peter. Peter said, when you submit to God, He will exalt you in due time. You see, the word due time there also means waiting. It means a Christian who submits to God must submit. It means you have relinquished all forms of control and you are now under the guardianship and leadership of God willy-nilly. The day the Lord will teach me personally submission, it was from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to me, look at Isaac. The day his father was going to sacrifice him like a sheep on the mount that we now call Jireh. Bible said the father led him. He did not protest. He didn't have a will of his own. He wasn't so foolish as not to recognize what was going on. This young man had witnessed a lot of sacrifices, a lot of slaughtering of animals. He had witnessed it with his own two eyes. He was son of a shepherd. And so when the father bound his hand and leg and placed him on the stack of wood, and the father took a knife to his neck, there was no record of this young man screaming and fighting and screaming. There was no record of this young man kicking and screaming. He was docile. Even I have seen where they slaughter goats before for Christmas. Even goats, they protest when you want to slaughter them. They will shake their neck, shake their body. They don't want the pain or the death. Chickens protest. We have to subdue them with, you take the two wings, you step on it, you then step on the leg, you then stretch the leg, you now cut it. Even chickens protest. Isaac did not. Isaac laid there, trusting his father 100%. That is submission. That was how I learned submission. Because by nature, I'm very impatient. I was very impatient. I want things to be done quick. I hate downtime. I like things moving. Just let that be action. Let something be happening. So every downtime, I'm like, what? Why is something not happening? But the Lord has his own timetable. He has a season when he will say move, and he has a season when he will say wait. He has a season when he will say you need more lessons, you need to grow. He has a season when he will say, okay, I need to take care of you, you are not feeling well. He has a season when he will send you to somebody. He has a season when he will send somebody to you. But if you are not submissive, if you think you are the Lord and master of your own life, you'll just be taking arbitrary decisions. Some decisions will not even fit in with God's plan for your life. A friend of yours will come. Ah, they are not doing forex. You too, you will jump in it. Tomorrow, ah, another thing is happening. They are doing crypto. You too, you jump into it. Next thing, ah, it's real estate. You too, you jump into it. Ah, no, now we are doing livestock. We are killing goat and selling goat. Ah, it's very profitable. You too, you jump into it. Oh, no, now all your friends are marrying second wives. You too, you jump into it. I'm not kidding. The life of a man who is not submitted to God absolutely defies mapping. I've seen so many men like that around me. I try to plot the graph of their life. I would, you know, because I write. So there was a time I was a commissioned writer. I would try to write people's biography for them, and they would pay me for it. And I would sit with them, and they would tell me their life story. And I would just be wondering, how can a life lack direction like it is because there is no, they are not submitted to God, so He cannot guide them. They only do things according to the whims and caprices of the weather. Wherever the weather faces, that's where they face. They are expecting that God will just bless their hustle. That's what it means to say, God bless my hustle. They are the hustlers. They are just expecting the blessing of God on it. But that is not the life of a Christian. A Christian submits. The second character of submission that you will see in Scripture is the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Isaac, Jesus knew that he was going to die on the cross. The only thing he did was to tell God, is there an alternative to this gruesome, painful death? And when God told him, no. There is no alternative. The Bible said he submitted himself like a sheep to the slaughter, willingly. He didn't protest, he didn't fight, he didn't curse, he didn't do any of those things. He submitted himself. He said, "Thy will be done, not my will, but thy will." That's submission. That is submission. A lot of people don't know what submission is and the power it has on the Christian. And as a result of that, they say they are submitted to God, but you will see that they are not. They are always overdriving the realities of their own thinking. When they see somebody is doing something, they jump. Then somebody else is doing something, they jump. One of the funniest things that people do that I take some, I don't know, maybe let me say it, some perverse pleasure in, and I don't mean that in a bad way, is to hear somebody saying, "I know where my mates are. I know what my mates have achieved." When I see people talking like that, I will not say it out loud, but in my mind, I've been thinking, "Be going where your mates are. Be going where your mates are," because that is not submission. That absolutely kills the spirit of submission. The Bible said Jesus submitted, and therefore God highly exalted him. Peter said, "If you submit yourself, God will exalt you in due time." Jesus submitted, and therefore God highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name. When you are submitted to God, you'll be able to hear his instructions. Where he tells you to be is where you will be when he will bring you the new instruction. God do not leave you in Kafanta. And when God wants to give you another instruction, you're already at Nnewi. God didn't say, "Ah, where is my servant?" Ah, he said it's quickly going to Nnewi. No, where he tells you to be, you'll be there. Every time his word will come to you, his word will come to you fresh. That is the power of submission. Another power of submission is access to divine directive or access to divine information. As I am as a Christian, many of you may not believe it, but the Lord speaks to me in diverse ways. And this is not about ministry. So about ministry, about our services, God speaks to me directly. And sometimes when we have open altar, God will speak to me through ministers. And I do not fail to yield. Anytime I see the word of God, I am a fulfiller of prophecy. But sometimes in the direction of my own life, God will tell people to send me instructions. They will tell me, "Well, I mean, God says he has done this is what, this is what." And I will look at it and I'll be like, Now, these are not big pastors, so these are my brothers and sisters in the faith. Some of them will call me their teacher. The majority will call me their teacher. Everybody will call me their teacher. That sends a message, because I will never take a message from anybody outside of fellowship. I don't do it as a policy. If you are not within our fellowship, sharing the same bread with us, walking with us in the light of the gospel, if you give me a message, I'll just be looking at you. I can remember one exception now, but that exception, maybe because of where I was at the time, and the word of God the man gave was very, very in tune with God's word for me personally. I understand that, okay, he's my brother. We are kinsmen in the spirit. But apart from that, and the Lord will tell me, "Oh, this is where to." Sometimes I will be telling myself, "Oh, next year, I'm just going to sit down, stay with the Lord in fellowship. I don't want to travel." As I'm saying it with my own mouth, too, saying my mouth, somebody sends me a message. "But I mean, God said, pack your bag. You are going to this place, this place, this place, this place." I'll say, "Amen." Because I have submitted whatever he wants is my life. I have given my life to him. So wherever he says go, is where I will go. And then how the doors to those places he said to me will open, it is always by divine grace. When people will struggle and they will say, "But I mean, how do you do it? I've been applying for this, you know, I've been applying for this, I'll just get it with this." Why? Because I'm going there to fulfill a purpose and I am under authority. I have submitted to the divine guidanceship of God. And this is important for every one of us. Is God leading you, or are you leading yourself? Or did you just give God power of attorney? Because some of us, that's all we did. We just gave God power of attorney. We said, God, take, help me dispense some stuff. This is the direction I want to go by myself. But in some of us, that's what we are doing. We are not really submitted. Submission is not a negative word in any way. It's one of the reasons why I had to take five classes to teach on it. I noticed that a lot of people, especially the female folk, they see the world in such a negative light. It connotes in their heart the subjugation or being conquered by a man and being treated as less than human and being denigrated. But I enjoy submission. Like all the benefits of submission comes to me. I do not see any downside to it. I'm not kidding. I do not see any downside to it. Plus, I'm not the kind of man that likes to rule over people. It's not my nature to say, sit down there. I absolutely dislike that in a man. Why? Because I believe that everybody is a free agent. And nobody should rule another person by proxy. Can't say because I'm my husband. You think your duty is just tell me, sit down, saddle up, go up. That means you are not allowing me to use my brain, to use my mind, to be creative. You in your space will be giving the order as if you are a military man, and all I have to do is say, yes, sir. You expect that I also will have my own mind. I will be able to live and make decisions by myself that are tangible and good and creative and befitting of my human dignity as a person. So I recognize that in people. I'm not one of those who deliberately try to make other people look stupid so that they can look smart. When I was in university, one of my friends used to do it, thinking that being brilliant means other people should be dumb. I used to tell her, if you dumb them down so that you can get a first class, you will get into the competitive world and you will see that you have shortchanged yourself. The sharper your classmates are, the sharper you will be. Because the more they know, the more you can learn from them. The duller they are, the less you know. So in my mind, I always want people around me to be very sharp. I want them to be very sharp, very creative, to be the best. If they are the best and I'm the best, all of us will rub off each other and we'll all be the best of the best. It has always been my philosophy. And therefore, I do not believe in telling somebody, sit down. Where are you going? Don't go there. I cannot do that to anyone. I'm saying that now because it is the truth. I do not do that at all. When I see men who do that to their wife, I just shake my head. If you don't bow down, you are going to be a tiny king with a dumb wife who cannot give you counsel, who cannot support you. You will be the one to suffer if you don't allow her wits and all her creative ability to speak. You will be the one to suffer if you don't dumb her down. If you allow her to express herself, you'll be the one to enjoy it. Because she will grow. Human beings are quite adaptable. She will grow. She will master that business. She will begin to make money. The more money she makes, glory to God, the less stress you have to go through. There is nothing as beautiful as you being in a house with your wife. I say it with all joy. Being in a wife with your wife for a whole month, your wife did not say, I need anything. You have just handling stuff. I didn't give her money. I just handling stuff, handling stuff. Oh, they've come to cut this thing, take. They've gone to the. And then I did the. Babe, how are you coping? I say, oh, I've handled it. God has blessed me. I didn't want to stress you this once. If you know how you just cross your leg and be pouring like a cat, you say, babe, Well, let's go for dinner. I'm taking you out today. Why? Because there's excess money in your pocket. But if you don't bow down, you are going to pay for everything. God forbid. God, I beg. Hey, that's not the kind of life I want to live. I want people around me to be so liberated financially, materially, in their thinking, to be so free. Because that is the game, that is the goal of salvation. That is why Jesus came. That man may walk in liberty, that all may walk in liberty. Your salvation is incomplete if you have to put your wife in bondage. You are not saved. Because a man who enjoys freedom does not want to put another person in prison. A woman who enjoys freedom, you want people to enjoy freedom with you, to travel with you, to fly, to see things from their own perspective, to create their own lives in a beautiful way, and for you to be a part of it. That is the joy of being a human being. And so when I saw that, every time people talk about submission, there's always this negative vibe. I said, no, no, they don't get it. Submission is a beautiful thing. I am very submissive. Oh my. And I'm enjoying the best. I'm the best wife Jesus has. You know, just her husband. I'm his wife. I'm the best wife he has. I just do what he wants. And you know what? He lets me enjoy all the benefits of his glory. I don't think there's anything I've ever wanted that I needed to ask for twice. I mean, every time I look at it, being submissive to God is beautiful. And yet, in my submission to God, it allows me to be creative. It allows me to be a leader. It allows me to speak. It allows me to speak to his people, to guide his people. And yet, I'm under submission. And that is exactly what I should extend to those around me. I should allow them to lead, allow them to guide, allow them to be the fullness of the wisdom of God that he has made them, even though, in quotes, they are also under submission to God, not to me. I understand that when the Lord showed it to me, how the church of God is going to be healthy. If the church is going to be healthy, every member of the church must be as wise as serpents, but as gentle as doves, which means they must be submissive, and yet they must be as sharp as stark. The devil cannot talk to them and they will fall. There must be none of us that is weak. You know when they say an army is as strong as its weak link? What it means is that if you don't allow people around you to be sharp, when you think you are strong spiritually, you are this and you are that, you are boasting of it. Look at Adam and Eve. Look at Adam and Eve. Eve was the weak point because he didn't allow her to be as sharp as she should be. She should have rebuked the devil one time. One time. But she couldn't because she was submissive in the wrong way. It was both of them that were punished for that submission, for that kind of negative submission. Because if you think, oh, I've got it all covered, later you realize that you really didn't cover everything. But if Eve was as sharp as Adam, understanding the consequence of things, if he had taught her, hey, this thing, this is what it really means, this is what it really means, if he had stayed on it, when the devil came, she would have been able to resist him effortlessly. That was why the Bible said that if you submit to God, you will resist the devil. You will have the ability to resist the devil, and the devil will flee away from you. Submission is not a negative thing at all. To unlearned men who read the scriptures and they talk of it as if it is war, who read the scriptures and they think of it as if it is war, such men, they want to put the woman under. They think that is where their glory and power is. And that is not where it is. Their glory and power is in the prosperity, the blessing that the person or their partner that God has given unto them becomes. You know, everybody talks about the virtuous woman. Imagine that her husband caged her. Her husband did not allow her to fly. Her husband is insecure. Her husband is locking her down, telling her to shut up. There are some men, they are just immature. They think that by shouting at their wife, that's how to control their own household. That's not how. It is mutual respect. You should love to see your partner fly. Now, I once spoke with a pastor. And what to ruin this life is this submission thing. Wanted to get married, had a lot of good options, but he didn't have much schooling. He dropped out in SS1. And so he said he was going to marry and marry somebody who dropped out in GSS2. Because he didn't want to marry anybody that is smarter than him or more educated than him. He didn't know how to think very well. There's nothing wrong. I've always enjoyed to be around women who are very smart. I like it. I like to hear people who are smart speak. It makes me very intelligent, more intelligent than I am. So I'll just listen to them speak. They will speak from all, and women can be quite thorough when they want to express themselves, if you give them the room. And you will gain a lot by listening. And when you contribute, it will not seem as if, oh boy, you are smart. I know, it's because you learn to listen. But if you are surrounded by people that are not so smart, you see now, you cannot gain anything. Eventually, when they made him a pastor, the wife couldn't function as a pastor's wife. She couldn't read. She couldn't pray. She couldn't do anything. And he wanted that to function. He wanted to be the kind of pastor that the wife would wear hats and stand on the altar and take the microphone and pray. The wife couldn't do any of that. He was always complaining. My wife is so this. My wife is so that. But I told him one day, I said, but you married her. You would nail this woman's limitations. But you never saw yourself as ever becoming a pastor. So you married this woman that way. And then she said, yeah, I want her to do adult education. I remember I was the one that paid for her adult education for 6 months. When she didn't improve, I tactically withdrew because of my money at the time. I couldn't afford to pay perpetually. Well, I noticed that after 6 months, she still couldn't read. I told her, I'm sorry, I couldn't continue paying. It affected his ministry so much. It couldn't really function. And that is because he didn't think things through. He was very short-sighted, thinking that by making the woman will obey him as long as the woman thinks he has superior intellect. Ah, no. If you are around me and you have superior intellect to me, you will not even know it. I will enjoy your intellectual capacity to the fullest. I will entertain it. I will spend money on it. And I will stand my ground. And I will still be shining like a star. I like it. I like smart people. And you should like smart people. You should like your wife to be smart. Your children to be smart. Your friends, your colleagues. You shouldn't. It's good to be the smartest person in the room. But if you want to be the brightest star, please, let the other stars also be at their best. That's how you actually know you are the brightest. Not that all of them are dull stars. You are not a torchlight. You are not calling yourself a star. Omo, when you come into my own zone, I will now use my luminous power to blind your torchlight. You'll not be like, ah, so I was just so smart after all. So don't let that be. Let your wife be smart. Let your children be smart. Don't be intimidated by smartness. And don't think submitting, dimming their light is what makes you shine. No, let them shine. The Bible says, star differ from star in glory. But all stars shine in Christ. We all shine. It is our way. Don't forget my admonition. Submission is power. If you allow it to work the way God wants it to work, all of us will be flying stars, shining stars all over. And nothing will be able to stop us. There will be no weak link. There will be no weak spot. I declare that you are blessed of the Lord and that His exaltation is taking you higher and higher every day. I declare that the word of God is alive in you and that He that has called you with the holy calling is faithful to keep you to the very end. Glory be to God for the beauty of His power at work in you. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If you are blessed, please unmute and shout,
Glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.